Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. Two more candidates have filed to run for county commissioner in Transylvania County. Sarah Champion and Larry Chapman both filed at the Board of Elections this week. Champion will join Lynn Bullock in the Democratic primary, while Chapman, Daryl Hogsett, and Janelle Chapman will run in the Republican primary. Both primaries will be held on May 4th. The deadline to file to run for office this year is today at 12 noon. The Boys and Girls Club of Transylvania County is making a move to save money in these tough economic times. They will be closing their Rosman satellite unit, but they are looking into ways to move as many of those children as possible to their Brevard building for the afternoon sessions. Parker Platt, the outgoing president of the board of directors, says they deeply regret the action. Parents and staff have been notified of the closing. It is effective March 8th. The closing will affect 81 children enrolled at the Rosman facility. Biltmore Estate will create up to 120 jobs with their new Antler Hill Village visitation site that opens this spring with an ice cream store, a tavern, and a new exhibit hall. The estate expects strong visitation as they celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Biltmore Winery and the Festival of Flowers event. A job fair is planned for next week while work continues on the village. It's a 15-acre multi-venue visitor site for estate guests. It will open in late March. A grand opening is planned for May. And in sports over the weekend, you can enjoy Brevard College basketball on the radio tomorrow as they welcome Catawba to town. The Lady Tornadoes will tip off at 2 o'clock, followed by the men around 4 p.m. Jim Stewart will call the action right here on 1240 a.m. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.